And we're back.
We are back.
So, one thing I forgot last time was the intro clip.
Yeah, well, okay. We're rusty.
Yeah. I hope there was one just now.
We'll see. If it's anyone's fault, it's yours.
You gotta remember. Because that's part of the fun is when we're watching the movie, trying to find a clip that works.
I think there would have been some good clips.
There were. Yeah, we could have got some of the crappy acting. What else? What would be a good thing?
The
what would
you random play? Poetry reading at the very end.
Oh, Charlie, yeah. I don't think it was a poet. Give away the ending at the beginning. I like that.
We don't care about spoilers here.
Wasn't even really a spoiler that she read some poem. So one thing I was thinking about, I completely forgot to bring up last time.
Mm-hmm.
We were talking about these, like, STDs.
Mm-hmm.
It was a show that I was watching.
Yes.
Evil Lives Here. So I just finished the whole series. It was, like, mm-hmm. 12 seasons. They sort of started to run out towards the end. You could kind of tell, like...
I mean, how much evil can there be that lives here?
There's 12 seasons, at least. But
I love that you watch more true crime than I do.
I know.
And you also like the pumpkin spice lattes.
I do.
So...
God help me, I like them.
Okay.
The hot one? Ugh.
So it's better hot than cold? Mm. Anyway, go back to your story.
It's cold anyway. But anyway, towards the end. Okay, so first off, I guess towards the beginning, like the first seasons, they're covering all these, like, serial killers.
Yeah.
Some of them are kind of famous ones. There's one where they have John Wayne Gacy's sister on there talking about him.
Okay, so with shows like that, do you think they should cover the serious, well-known ones, or no, because everyone already knows them?
Yes.
You think they should still...
Course they should.
Okay.
We know John Wayne Gacy, but you never hear from, like, their sister.
That's true. I guess if they could get family, I see people actually legitimately close to them. But, like, yeah. If it's just another, like, and he was a serial killer. And
this is, like, the best show I've ever seen.
Because it has people closely tied.
Yeah. It's unlike any of the other ones. Because it's like the, you know, there's siblings, there's wives, girlfriends.
Oh, there's a mom. You told me about parents, moms, too, right?
Yeah.
Like, that one kid that the Christmas present...
Okay, so it was Christmas morning.
This is a different story than what you want to tell.
Yeah. We're going to cover this whole series. All 12 seasons. Here we go. So anyway, she was a single mom, and she, you know, it was hard to make ends meet. One year, she, like, saved up and bought her son a PlayStation 2, which had just come out.
Ooh, damn, that was expensive then.
She was really excited to give it to him. And she had this boyfriend at the time. They get up, it's Christmas morning, and he's like, okay... We gotta eat our breakfast and do that whole thing. He didn't want to eat.
The kid, not the boyfriend.
The kid didn't want to eat. Not the boyfriend. Yeah. The boyfriend started throwing a tantrum.
He didn't want to eat.
I don't open my presents. No, he said, we're not going to open presents till we finish breakfast. And he put his foot down. And the kid he held strong. He just sat at the table all day.
So, were there other kids in this family?
I think he was an only child.
Okay, because I was wondering, like, did the other kids get their presents?
I think they would. But I'm pretty sure he was an only child. So the next day, she gives him the PlayStation, and he just smashes it. And then she takes it back. She's like, oh, it just came out of the box broken. And gets another one.
Oh, damn, they gave another one?
Yeah. So the kid, I mean, he was kind of from a poor family, but was still kind of spoiled, I guess. But yeah, he grew up and just started murdering people.
Wow. I didn't know that she ended up getting...
Yep.
Okay, so this other one, STD...
other one. This one, the guy didn't actually kill anybody, as far as I know.
Yeah.
What he did, like, this is from his ex-girlfriend's point of view. So they start dating, and then she's like, oh, we should wear a condom.
We're ready to take it to the next level, but let's be smart and take an STD test.
Yeah. So first when they started having sex, he's like, yeah, I mean, if you want to wear a condom, that's, I guess I could wear one. And then later they started to get a little more serious. So they get an STD test and she gets tested for everything. And then she checks his STD test. She's like, wait, you didn't get the HIV test. He's like, no, I got the HIV test, and they said they will mail me the results, blah, blah, blah. She's like, okay. And then he said, you know, if they don't contact me, then it means I don't have any. He totally had HIV.
Red flag. Okay, because the thing is, she literally just got the test.
Uh-huh.
Like.
Yeah, she was saying, like.
That's weird.
Yeah,
like.
You know.
Didn't you say they went to the same clinic?
Yeah.
So they went together to get tested. They went
together.
Okay, I didn't ask you this. Was he attractive?
I think so. I don't know.
Did they actually show him?
It's like a reenactment.
Yeah, they didn't actually show him.
I don't know what he actually looked like. I think he must have looked good because he slammed a lot of ladies.
Yeah, so
he had a lot of HIV.
Yeah, he would do this whole thing. He was married, wasn't he?
He was married.
Yeah, he did this. Didn't know about that. Yeah, he did. He would do this whole thing, fake test results, and just infect everyone with HIV. It's just insane. Or try to. Yeah, just.
And that was illegal at the time, so he went to jail.
It should be illegal.
I think they legalized it in California, or they might have made it a misdemeanor instead of a felony.
To
knowingly infect someone with HIV. Might have to get our fact checkers on that.
Yeah.
I think that's what happened.
Fact check true. Knowingly infecting someone with HIV was lowered from felony to misdemeanor in California.
Oh, Eliza. God. Actually, oh man, I couldn't get Eliza's voice.
Yeah, because you weren't editing it on your computer. Because we found the issue, too.
Happened?
We tried to edit it. We tried. That's why you would always come home and do it on your computer.
Yeah, I outsourced her job to a Mexican. So, Eliza, please come back to us. I'm not paying you more.
We will not pay you any more of nothing because you are a computer. Anyway, any scary stories you've been holding on to?
Ooh. Oh, God. Which one do we want to tell?
I don't know. I've already forgotten them.
So there was this one time where we went on a date. You've already forgotten them.
I know this one now that you're talking about it.
On the way there, I start to like feel kind of weird.
Mm-hmm.
And then there, I just feel worse and worse.
Mind you, this is like our first time going on a date, like months.
Of course.
Months and months and months.
And then
I don't know why I felt like that part was important to share.
So I'm like, all right, I don't want to panic, but I might be having a heart attack here. And so I kind of started to walk around, and like one of the waitresses was like, are you okay? I'm like, oh boy. So we just ate really fast and left and went home.
Yeah, because you were not acting normal. You were clearly weird looking with your PC.
It was weird. I felt weird. I still don't know. I guess it was a panic attack, but it happened again. The next day I went into I was still not feeling so great. I went into my doctor. I was like, yeah, I kind of felt like I was having a heart attack yesterday. He's like, yesterday? Yeah. Well, why didn't you go to the emergency room? I was like, it probably wasn't one, right? Like, I'm young. He's like,
You're not that young.
Like, I can give you an EKG, but if it's not going on right now, it won't tell me much. And so he's like, if it happens again, you should go to the emergency room. And so it happened again.
Like that weekend, or not the next weekend. Room. Yep.
And they did a test, gave me an EKG, brought me back into the back room, sat me on some bed that was just out in the hall. There's just people dying all around.
Yeah, they were like, and I couldn't stay because I couldn't go back there with you. Which I thought I'd be able to because they're like, who are you? I was like, I'm his wife. And they're like, oh, that's good. That makes things easy. And then like, no, you gotta go. You can't stay.
There was no room.
Well, I know, but like, it was just like, why did it matter that was your wife then if I couldn't even?
Yeah, I was in a hall. Like, there were no available rooms. It looked like Jacob's Ladder, like that hospital scene.
Ooh.
There's just body parts on the ground. Just stuff going on in the hallway. People screaming, half people.
Jeez. You're all by yourself.
Yeah, they just would like stick an IV in my arm so that would just be sitting there. Meanwhile, if I am having a panic attack, it's not getting better.
No, that's not going to help you.
They gave me an EKG right away.
Yeah, they did that when I was still there. That was like.
And then I went back. They brought me back to that hospital bed. I was like, well, what did the EKG say? He's like, oh, it wasn't a heart
attack. Can I leave?
It's like, yeah. That's what I was thinking. I was like, why the fuck am I still here?
Because they got to run all the tests since you're there.
Oh, yeah. They had to do. They did, like, some CAT scan. They threw me in a big-ass machine. They pumped me full of shit that made my wiener feel weird. I didn't like that. And that was all fine.
Yep, and then you did a stress test months later.
Stress test months later, that was fine. So, you know, thousands of dollars that wasted money later. It was a panic attack. And this is why men don't go to the doctor. were right to do so, I will say.
To not go to the doctor?
To not go to the doctor. It was a waste of money.
But what if it hadn't been?
Ugh, that's the woman point of view. You see, men are optimists, which is why we don't go. I would have saved money. It did nothing for me. Going to the doctor never seems to do anything for me.
You got new eyes.
I did. That was a different one. That was a plastic surgeon, basically.
I got a gallbladder removed.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that was something.
Oh, man. When I was back there, they like, carted in this woman. And she was just, like, shaking and convulsing. I was like, fucking Christ. And so, she got a room.
Yeah.
They gave her a room, like, kind of right next to me. And then, like, an hour later, someone I hear is like, oh, she has COVID. Like, oh, God. They're going to give me COVID now. Oh, I kept overhearing, like, the technicians talking.
Uh-huh. So you got to hear all the gossip.
Yeah, there was this one guy I wanted to be friends with. He was playing WoW and stuff. He just got a new apartment, so good for him.
Woo!
I was very proud.
And he played WoW. Was he playing, like, classic or current WoW?
I wanted to ask him. But anyway, I don't know who he was talking about, but at one point I heard him whisper to his friend, like, is that bitch dead?
Oh, no.
Like, what's she really talking?
I mean, yeah, I'm just thinking about anytime it's essentially customer service.
He had to yell at some guy. That was cool, too. There was this guy, I think he was hammered. He was just, like, throwing a fit, and that guy had to yell at him.
I got thanked by the receptionist lady for being so nice. For just being myself. I'm like, how often just as I'm leaving, she's like, hey, great day, sorry you couldn't stay. You're so nice. I'm like, okay.
Aww.
Like, how many times do you get yelled at by things out of your...
You're just neutral. You're not even nice.
I'm just... Okay, I can't go back there. I'm not going to cause a scene. I don't want to stay here anyway. Well, I was thinking about staying in the car, and then you were like, I don't know how long this is going to take, so I went home.
Oh, this one woman was, like, freaking out. Someone, like, I think it was the same guy, like, yelled at her to be quiet. Oh, the guy that I wanted to be friends with. And she was like, I'm having a panic attack.
And you're like, me too!
You're like, yeah, mine's quieter. Maybe you can learn from me.
Me too. Look at me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that was fun. That was a fun experience.
Yeah, that was before we went up north.
Oh, yeah. I was terrified to go up north after that. Because I felt fucked up for weeks.
You were, yeah.
Like, I don't know. I don't know if it was a panic attack, it seemed like one, or if there was something else wrong. Because I don't generally have those.
Yeah, I mean, but, like, it could have just been lingering anxiety from it.
How it was fucked up for weeks?
Yeah.
Maybe.
I lived my whole life on anxious, so that's just base level.
Okay. Yeah, I got a glimpse of what it's like to be you.
Live in my head.
Fuck that.
Yeah. It's not a pretty place to be.
What else? Do you have any cool stories?
No. I mean, the scariest thing that happened to me this week was your daughter trying to play in traffic.
What?
So it was Tuesday, that day, or Monday night, she got no sleep because she was sleeping in our bed.
Yeah.
And I was like, God, she's probably going to be super tired. So I took her to school. And I was like, that's why I picked her up. I'm like, man, she's probably going to be so tired. But no, she was like off the wall hyper because it was like the first day her teacher was absent. So she had like a, I don't know if she had a sub, but so teacher was absent. The other, the second teacher was like, yeah, everyone was a little like wild today. So Naomi was like hyper and like jumping around and like super excited. And then I got to the car. I'm like trying to like put things in her pop holder because she had like a water that I was trying to give her. So I hadn't strapped her in. So she ran to Logan's side of the car, opened the car door, and jumped out to run in the parking lot. I'm like, Naomi! So then I got her back in. And then she tried to run again in the parking lot. And this other mom was watching and laughing. I'm like, thank you. And then, because that parking lot's fucking crazy. But
yeah.
But she did fine. I got her strapped in. I didn't even have to really raise my voice.
Good.
I'm like, Naomi, I bribed her with something about showing you something.
Showing me something?
Yeah, so we gotta show Daddy.
That's how you bribe her?
Yeah, it was something like, oh, you, it was you. You had set up the monitors on your desk.
Oh.
And I was like, we gotta see Daddy's new desk. He set up his monitors. She's like, oh, okay. And for some reason, that called her down. She sat down and I was able to strap her in. I'm like, yeah, you gotta go see Daddy's new desk setup.
So weird, like,
setup.
That works.
Yeah, like,
You never know what kind of reaction you're going to get from
I was like, if this is Logan, that would for sure work for Logan. Oh, yeah, I want to see the setup. But Naomi was like, oh, okay.
Oh, man. Like, the response that she gives sometimes. So, I was trying to fix Logan's iPad. And there was a bunch of, like, little shards of broken glass by me. Naomi, like, came up to show me something. I was like, oh, sweetie.
Didn't raise your voice at all, because I didn't even hear you. You were just like...
I said it just like that. You got to stand back there, okay? And then she just started bawling.
She was inconsolable. That was her night. She ended up on her bed. She just wouldn't settle down. I'm like, all right.
Daddy's being me.
Daddy's being...
But, like, the same girl, you can yell at her at the top of her lungs, and she'll just laugh. Like, I don't know how this works.
She, we were driving past a cemetery on the way back from school, and she was just like, why are there bodies there? And I'm not thinking, I'm like, well, where else are you going to put them, was my response. And then she was like, you can bury them under the houses, some of their houses. Right.
She's already thinking like John Wayne Gacy.
I didn't even think about like anything. I'm just like, I don't know, where else would you put the bodies?
Bury them under the house. Clearly.
Come on, Mom.
God damn.
Look, I mean, she kind of has a point. Mm-hmm. It wouldn't be a bad spot to put them.
I watched recently a docu-series, I guess, on John Wayne Gacy.
Mm-hmm.
That guy was crazy.
Yeah, I mean, he was a serial killer. I'm not... He wasn't just, like, some, like, wholesome dude.
It's just... It's insane.
I guess it's crazy sometimes just how crazy they are and how long they can get away with it before, like...
Yeah, it was just really interesting. Like, the police, before they caught him, there were, like, 5 missing persons that they had. And they linked back to him. By then, he'd killed, like, 30 people. I don't even know how many people he'd killed. Should probably look that up. Eliza, please.
At least 33.
So they knew something was up, but they didn't know where any of the bodies were. They looked at his house. They didn't find anything. And so they just started following him all the time. He caught on to it. He called his lawyer. He said, I know why these guys are following me. And so they're like, you know what? We're just going to go up to him and tell him that we're following him. And we're going to track him 24/7 forever. And so they did that. They just started following him around. Every time he'd go anywhere, the police would come in. Like, he'd go into the bar, get some drinks. The police would come in and just sit next to him.
Hey, buddy.
And they'd drink together and stuff like this. So he kind of, like, just started to think of them as friends. This one time he invited them into his house, like, you know, eat or do whatever. And so they're like, sure. And then one of the police officers, like, when the heater came on, he could smell the dead bodies buried in the basement. So they went to get another search warrant, and the judge was like, you already had a search warrant there. It's like, well, we'd like a closer look, maybe. He was like, I just can't do it. I just can't give you another search warrant just because you smelled corpses.
I mean, maybe it's something else.
But, like, didn't police do that all the time with weed?
Yeah.
I think that happened to a number of my friends, or they would pull them over. They'd say, oh, I smell weed.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's no accountability. Like, you could just say it and search their car.
Mm-hmm.
So they ruined it for everybody, I guess. If you smell corpses in John Wayne Gacy's house, you can't get a search warrant.
Can't get a search warrant. Man, when was he active?
70s and 80s.
So he was the 70s and 80s, too?
Yeah, back before they looked for
cereal. I don't know. Well, I didn't know if he was earlier.
It seems so easy back
then. I didn't know if he was earlier. Like, because I get confused. Because wasn't there a guy that was super early?
There were a few guys. It was Albert Fish. He was creepy. He was from, like, the 20s.
I think maybe that's what I said. I don't know why I started making... 1800s. I don't know why I was starting to think Gacy was... I was thinking 50s for some reason.
No, he was in the golden age of serial killers.
Man, what a time to be alive.
I watched the Jeffrey Dahmer documentary, too. God, it was pretty crazy. The ending was sad. They got him. They killed him in prison.
I mean, I'm not sad about that.
People in the documentary were.
What? Hilarious.
Like, you know, it's sad when anyone dies. Like, anybody? I don't know.
I mean, I don't know about that.
Oh, I
guess. Why are you asking his victims' families if they think this is sad?
Anyway, I've been taking funny clips of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I got this one from the Jeffrey Dahmer documentary.
I used to work in prison. We watched them bathe. We watched them eat and sleep. We watched them pee and poop.
I mean, I guess some of them you have to watch pee and poop. They might be doing stuff that they shouldn't be doing.
Doesn't it kind of just sound like a perk of the job, the way he's talking about it?
You should have seen some of their poops.
The context is, like, he's questioning how Jeffrey Dahmer died in there.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of people think that, like, he was killed by this murderer. And a lot of people think the guards were kind of, like, in on it. Like,
oh, like, they let this
fucking weirdo.
Yeah.
That was a fun one. Like, the best part of these documentaries is, like, the police and how the police catch them or where they fuck up.
Oh, my God. Like, the amount of, like, in so many of those true crimes that we've watched, just how they just, such basic shit sometimes.
Yeah. The thing is, like, as a cop, I mean, you can work a long career. You're almost guaranteed not to run into someone like Jeffrey Dahmer.
Yeah.
So they're getting multiple calls, like stupid calls over dumb shit every single day.
Mm-hmm.
So when like a seemingly mundane sort of thing like this happens, you can kind of see where they're coming from if it's, you know, in that context. But like one of the things that they did, Jeffrey Dahmer kidnapped this little Asian boy, like 14 years old, and was trying to turn him into a zombie sex slave. So he had him drugged up. He drilled a hole in his head to pour a bunch of acid in it. But when Jeffrey wasn't looking, the boy escaped, ran down the street naked, drugged out of his mind, looking for help. And there were like these two ladies that found him, and they got the police. The police were talking to the kid. He's all fucked up. Jeffrey comes out. He's like, "Oh, that's my boyfriend." They return him to Jeffrey Dahmer.
Ugh.
As these women are screaming at them. Like, what are you doing? This is a boy. Like, hey, do you want to get arrested? So those police lost their jobs.
Good.
And then they took it to court and got their jobs back. Right? Little frustrating in that regard. I mean, this is the biggest police fuck up I've ever heard of. Honestly. There's been some fuck-ups, but this one is just over-the-top ridiculous. In their defense, they couldn't see the zombie hole in the kid's head. But maybe take them back?
Yeah, maybe, like, you know,
them a little bit.
We think we're gonna, like, take them to, like, detox somewhere.
The kid, I mean, he was 14. He looked 14. Maybe, I don't know.
Jeez.
And then there was audio after it was like police radio audio that was recorded of like them talking about it, like all the police like joking about it. Like I had to get deloused after that. It was disgusting.
Oh my God.
Fuck.
Well, on that note, should we get to the movie? Isn't this a movie about revenge?
This is a movie about revenge.
So.
Yeah, Jeffrey Dahmer, speaking of which, did get revenge on that kid for trying to get away.
I didn't mean it like that. I just think like crime. And
yeah. Oh, yeah. 100%.
I don't know what I was just. I was trying to make a smooth segue. Unless there's anything else you want to talk about.
Oh, what about adult fears? Do you got any?
No.
My adult fear, which came up kind of recently, is losing your job.
Oh yeah.
Oh man. So I didn't lose my job.
Yet. Sorry.
But like. A number of people at my work lost their jobs.
Yeah.
Because we're in a recession. I guess a lot of our clients aren't paying us at the moment. So they're trying to get money from them, but they had to let people go.
You have deadbeat clients?
Yeah. Because, you know, we work for utility bill, like credit unions, stuff like that. So if people lose their jobs, then they don't pay them, and then they don't pay us. And then our company doesn't pay its workers.
I don't know, it's like flashbacks to your first job.
Yep. Ugh. So that's a fear of mine. I got a new release coming out at my job.
Mm-hmm.
So part of me is worried, are they going to tell me after the release?
Yeah, I mean, they got to have you still to finish. They want to hire someone in the middle of that.
They're not hiring anyone. Actually, we're trying to hire two people, and then they put a hiring freeze out.
So. Like, no more.
No more people. Okay.
That's a good fear.
Thank you. I thought it was good.
A plus fear.
Yeah.
So since you're the only one working.
Are you afraid of me losing my job?
Yeah, you're the only one working. I'm not very marketable, so.
I'd probably just descend into World of Warcraft for a while. Just be like, I gotta get all my guys to level 80.
And then I can get a real job. I can't be behind in Worldcraft. Dude, because those people don't have families.
Oh my god. They all got to 80 so fast, like all the familyless people.
Because they don't have family!
I know why. But it's like, I was, you know, 75. They were 80 already getting, like, their Priebus. Like...
FOMO, I'm sorry. You're an adult. You got kids.
It's weird. They don't have any FOMO looking at me with my family.
Yeah. Man, it's a pity that I can't play WoW all the time. I wish I had that where I could
play. God, I wish I had these kids weighing me down. But it's worth it.
We have fun with them.
Yeah. Like when they go to bed. That part's great. Okay, we should get to this movie. This is Hunted, Shudder original.
Dun dun dun.
Yeah, we'll be back. And we're back.
We're back.
We took like a month break.
No, it takes a while to get back into the podcast swing of things.
Every time, like Ashley, we got to record. Like,
you had a raid at one time.
I had a raid. That's different.
There's a time
that's
to
an obligation.
There was a time too where you were too tired, sir. It was not me.
Happened. That's
it,
never happened.
It has happened.
I've never been too tired.
You know what? I'm gonna record you one day and play it back when you're gonna be like,
me I'm tired for a year, and I will never say I'm tired.
You say you're tired all the fucking morning. Time, all the time. Morning. Yeah, and I'm not. I'm a night person.
I can stay up indefinitely.
And I can
stay up forever.
And I can wake up indefinitely.
You could. Definitely. You could definitely wake up.
Anyway.
Okay, so the movie we're watching is Hunted. There are three people.
Mm-hmm.
There is Eve. She's our main woman.
Yes.
And then there is a guy who I didn't know his name, so I looked him up on IMDb, and his name is The Guy.
I think that's perfectly fitting for this character.
Now, he's got this little idiot sidekick. Who is named Andy.
Yeah, they call him Andy, or he calls him Andy at least in the...
Yeah, he might only call him by name once. I was trying to figure out everybody's name.
I feel like he's Andy. He said Andy a couple of times.
Okay. He might have said that. So it starts off, this chick, she's got a job, and it's stressful.
Mm-hmm.
Then she's got this boyfriend, this fucking idiot named Alex, who keeps calling her, and he's got the world's most annoying ringtone, and she just wants to sit back... and watch some movies and fucking Alex's annoying ass ringtone.
Okay, because
you're crazy.
Her boss before this, I feel like we should set this up a little bit. She's not in the best state of mind. Alex was nagging her about something about the apartment. I don't know if it's the apartment that she's working on, or if it's an apartment they were going to live in with together.
Yeah, I'm guessing it's an apartment that they're going to move into together.
But like, this is happening on top of her boss basically threatening her job if she can't get it. If she can't like get aggressive enough with these guys, you're gonna lose your job because I can have this schmuck right here who's on the call with me take over. So like she's got that, and then Alex just keeps annoying her when she's trying to watch a movie. gotta set it up for.
Just can't stop calling.
No.
And so she goes to the bar to get railed.
Yeah. She did go to the bar. And yeah, flirted and was making out with some dude.
Well, it's funny because she goes there and she just starts drinking alone, and then some guy starts hitting on her.
And he's like a douche.
He's terrible at it. But it's funny because it seems like she should just be like, I came here to drink alone, sir. Who goes to the bar to drink by themselves?
Yeah.
I don't think a lot of people.
And she also left her phone behind because she didn't want to hear from Alex.
Yeah. Oh, so that's the. I missed that.
The other phone the other phone she had was someone else's phone.
Okay, yeah, because she has a phone later. It's the mm-hmm. guy's phone.
Or, no, it came from a purse.
It's a previous victim's phone. Okay.
So I guess we should explain what the guy and Andy do.
Yeah,
this is Andy's first time, though. We should preface this.
She's out to the bar to get railed.
Mm-hmm.
There's this cute guy, looks like a fake Bradley Cooper, as you said.
Like an unwashed Bradley Cooper.
Kind of reminded me of Hopper from Stranger Things.
Yeah, like if they were combined and not washed, because I don't think he looks that clean.
on that later.
Anyway, he swoops in, rescues her from the first guy that stood on her, whispers something to the guy. And the guy looks terrified and just bounces. And then she has a bunch of jokes with him and starts dance, and then they make out, and then they go to his car, and then he gets weird.
Yeah, they're making out. She goes to grab his wiener,
and he's
like, what is wrong? And then, like, that's when shit gets weird.
Yeah.
You find out that it takes a lot more to give this guy a boner.
Yep.
So, they're making out, and then his friend pops in the car and starts driving off. She's like, where the hell are we going? It takes her a little bit to realize that she's being kidnapped, and so...
I mean, she was uncomfortable. She knew something was, like, yeah. She... It wasn't that long. Like, she knew right away, like...
She knew something was weird, but it takes a minute to be like, wait, am I getting kidnapped here?
Then they got...
I know a better bar. We're just going to that bar. Shut up.
We're going to my house. Oh, okay, let me go.
And we're gonna have a threesome.
She's like, what, with your brother? Because he lied and said that it was his brother's whose wife just died.
I'm not his brother.
Anyway, they drop her off, or they just leave her on the side of the road. She walks into a gas station. I feel so bad for the gas station attendant. I liked him.
Did you think she was going to get kidnapped by this guy?
No.
Okay.
As soon as he started talking, I was like, no. When he was learning Chinese, his whole weirdness, I just...
Well, first off, she's like, can I call a taxi? He's like, oh, you can't get a taxi right now. Are you kidding me? He's like, hey, I clock out of here in a little bit. I'll drive you home.
I mean, I was surprised that, given what just happened, that she was like, okay.
Yeah.
But exactly. I don't think she...
I would think maybe, how about I call the police instead of a taxi? I don't know.
But, so that happens, and then...
And then the guys come back in. They kill the guy.
I felt so bad for him.
I think he was gonna kidnap her.
I know! He was... No! They were going to have a really awkward...
That's the theme of this movie, though.
They were going to have a really awkward car ride where he was trying to teach her Chinese, and then she would get to her apartment, call her boyfriend, and be like, yo, I cheated on you with a guy. I was making out with a guy. I cheated on you. I don't think we should live together. By the way,
this guy's dick to get home.
My job... No! This friendly guy drove me home, and then this guy turned into a freak, and just... No, not the guy driving me home. The other guy that I was making out with, cheated on you with.
You think she would just... blurt that out?
No, she wouldn't.
I think she could get away with not saying all that
to this guy. To poor Alex.
Fucking Alex. Maybe dump his annoying ass ringtone.
Yeah, maybe that would fix their problems if she had a better ringtone for him. Because I feel like they're doing a distance thing. I don't know. She's got an accent.
Yeah, there's like certain ringtones, like they just drive you crazy.
Yeah.
When you hear it, like, ugh. Remember when I was on call back in the day, like, that my ring, it's, you know, it's just my whatever ringtone, but that ringtone, it just, like, sent shivers down my spine.
Was
I had PTSD.
The default Android, because if you get an Android, then you don't change ringtones, so you just came with what?
I change it because it kept
triggering you.
It kept triggering me, thinking about when I was on call. I had some traumatic on-call experiences.
Was this this current job?
Kinda.
Oh, yeah, because you used to have on-call that you wouldn't have had...
Wow. Yeah, kind of my current job. We got bought out by a different company.
I mean, but it's the same... Yeah, not the same... Okay, but, like...
I used to be... I don't have on-call shifts anymore.
You're always on.
Yeah.
So those guys kill the friendly gas station attendant who just wanted to learn Chinese. Kidnap her. Taser her, put her in a trunk, and then they just start driving.
I love it when he opens the trunk, he's...
They're just...
He says, get in. She's like... What are you going to do to me? He's like, nothing. Get in.
This guy is insane. Like, obviously.
He's kind of a fun character, though, isn't he? Like, I really like the actor, Bradley Hopper. I like the actor. I think he kind of brings a sense of fun to this character.
Well, because he's a creep no matter what, but different actors could have brought different... vibes to it, which like it does add like it makes it fun. Not really, but like
like he has a sort of bipolar aspect to it.
Yeah,
he'll start laughing and then he like goes from laughing to crazy.
Yeah, and he's
back and forth. He's, it's hard to get a read on him.
The only way he can get a boner too is if people are terrified or in pain.
Mm-hmm. So we ended it with I think my favorite scene in this movie.
I'm killing another guy. Killing poor Andy.
So funny to me. The way he does it. Okay, so let's... Hang on, we got to back up. There's another good scene that I just glossed over. They're in the car.
Mm-hmm.
And so she's in the trunk. They're in the front seats.
This is where she gets the phone from.
Yeah, so the main guy is drinking out of the bottle. He hands it to his little buddy. His little buddy wipes the top and takes a drink. And he is so offended.
What, do like, I disgust you?
No, I'm sorry.
It's just a habit. It's just a habit.
Then he's like, do you love me? And the guy's like, yeah.
Sure, yeah.
He's like, then kiss me.
The guy's like,
And then the guy just starts laughing. He's like, I'm joking, you fucking idiot. And he's like,
no, kiss me for real. And then they're about to kiss. Slow-mo, and then they run into a fucking boar.
Boar is in the middle of the road and crashes the car.
Okay, but this ties back to the story her grandma was telling her.
Oh, yeah.
Was it her mom? It was her grandma, right?
Was it her grandma? I didn't even know that was her.
Well, I think she said, I think she called her Eve at the beginning.
Oh. Okay, that makes sense.
I think.
Here I am.
I might have forgotten, but she called the little kid something that sounds suspiciously like Eve, so it had to have been her. But yeah.
So there's a story of, like, this evil priest that mm-hmm. she's telling, and he gets, like, hundreds of followers, and then he's leading the followers.
Leading them wherever. To starve and die. And
they're all starving and dying. He leads them through the woods where all these wolves and stuff are. And they find a woman, and like, okay, let's eat this chick.
And he's like, yeah, she's perfect, eat her. And they're like, okay, we're starving.
God's will, let's eat this.
And then she sings, and the forest is like, not on our watch. And the wolves come and devour the mm-hmm. priest and protect the lady, and she never goes back to civilization.
So maybe there's a little bit of supernatural stuff mm-hmm. going on.
That's why I'm thinking, like, the boar sensed I must protect her and came and ran from the car.
Yep.
Gets hit. And there's a deer later on that she snuggles with.
Yeah, she gets to use a deer as a pillow for that yep. night. And then that night is showing the two guys, and they're just watching
the murder porn that the guy made. The guy made with his other dumb accomplices.
Yeah, so that's like an ongoing thing. The guy has just some idiot that he drags along to these things. Like our current guy, he's an orphan. Seems a little slow. Not the brightest. It's his first time. Clearly, he's never been with a woman.
So the guy clearly has charisma because it worked on her at the beginning. It works on all these guys. Like, he uses that to, like, does he just need someone to hold the camera? Or is it just, like, the whole fear of the guy? Like, the accomplice has a fear of what's going on and realizes he's getting over his head. Yeah. And the chick is screaming at this guy. It's like, this is amazing. I have so much power.
Yeah, I think it's just part of his fetish to like, bring just, some idiot along.
Yeah.
You know what? Oh, I bet he can't get a boner. That makes sense. Because it already told us he didn't have a boner. Mm-hmm. He was reaching down his pants.
Because did I read this? I'm sorry.
And he has some Viagra with him. To mm-hmm. He gives his little buddy the Viagra.
It's already open.
He's already explaining that even porn stars use this stuff. Like, how embarrassing would it be if he comes out, he can't get a boner. So mm-hmm. I think this guy can't get a boner. That's why he has these idiots.
Ugh. Anyway, so we stopped it right at your new favorite scene.
Oh, my favorite scene. So his little idiot friend in the car accident, he gets his nasty ass wound.
Yeah.
And he's just bleeding out. He's shivering, dying. And they see the chick. They finally find her again. And he tells his little buddy to go get her.
Before that, he was like finger fucking the wound.
The wound for a second before duct taping it.
Anyway, okay. Now fast forward.
Little buddy's chasing her up a hill. She turns around and like slams a boulder in his face. And so he's all fucked up again. And so the guy is arguing, like yelling at his little buddy. His little buddy freaks out and starts choking him. He's like, okay, all right, I'm sorry. Look, sorry. I love you. I'm here to protect you. He pulls like this weird dad card thing.
Yeah. Well, because the guy was grew up in foster care. He doesn't have a father figure, probably doesn't have a big brother figure.
Yep.
This guy is like doing all of that.
And so he's like, okay, you know what? I was a paramedic. I don't know.
I've seen some fucked up injuries. This is just, so, you know, so we just gotta
take this duct tape. and duct tape that nose down, okay? So he starts duct taping it around his nose. And then he duct tapes his mouth and his whole face. It's like, ah, you fucking idiot.
And then he goads him and they fight for a second and then he slits his throat.
It's so funny to me that he duct tapes his face.
I'm just waiting for it. I can't wait for her revenge. Is it just her revenge that she survives the forest? Is that her revenge? Because this is revenge.
Yeah, well, she already fucked that one guy up.
Yeah.
She fucked him up pretty good.
Yeah, but that's just more, that seems more like reactionary.
Right.
Not revenge necessarily. Like, revenge is reaction, but this is more like, in the moment, I'm terrified for my life, I'm going to throw this at you to survive. Revenge, I feel like, is after the fact. After you've survived, you go back and then you fuck them up.
So I guess if she throws a rock at this guy's head, you're not going to be too happy.
If that's all she does to kill him, or nature kills him, it depends how nature kills him. Depends how nature kills him.
There's sticks and there's rocks.
Yes, but I just, when it was, I could be wrong, maybe there is more to it, but you build it as a revenge flick. And right now, it's just been reactionary.
So we're about halfway through this movie. And there are only two guys.
Yeah, there's only...
So one of them's dead.
Yeah. Which he killed. He cheated to get the satisfaction of killing that.
He bashed his face in.
That's true, but he's...
But also, he's kind of like the little dummy.
Yeah, so you didn't... Yeah.
I don't know.
But yeah, so she has not gotten any revenge yet. She's had reactions.
Hit a guy in the face with a rock.
That's yes, but that's not revenge. That's saving her own ass. Revenge is you survive it, and then you come back and you kill them. You have to be out of the situation and then go back.
Okay, I guess by your criteria, I don't know if this counts as a revenge flick.
Okay.
So it sounds like in order for it to be a revenge film, she has to get out of the woods and just kind of live a couple years.
Not necessarily. No, not necessarily. Although that would be great.
Get an apartment with Alex, and then she sees him drive by and she starts hunting him.
Yeah. Or she could start hunting him in the woods, but it's got to be like... Not reactionary. Right now, she
kills Alex with his knife.
Why would she kill Alex? Alex did nothing.
Get out of the relationship. She doesn't want to be with Alex.
No, but I'm just saying, right now, it could be a revenge. Within the moment, like, she starts hunting him, but she's got to be proactive. Oh. Right now, she's just being very, like, I need to survive. I throw this rock at you to get out of here. It's not like I threw this rock at you to... Well, she did want to kill him, but it was different than, like...
Okay.
You know, do you get what I'm trying to say?
I think so.
I'm, like, flailing.
She has to be more than just her turning around with a rock in her hand.
Yeah, it has to be more than her trying to survive.
Her hunting the guy.
Yes.
I see. Like, the most dangerous game.
Yes.
Or the game. What was it called? The one with iced tea.
Wasn't it just called The Game?
Was it The Game?
I don't know.
Surviving the Game. I think that was it, right?
Well, we should probably finish the movie.
Oh, which one? Surviving the Game?
The one we're watching right now.
I fucking love that movie with iced tea. Have you seen it?
No.
You haven't seen
Have
it?
Have I seen anything?
God damn it. It's a lot like this movie. So Ice-T's a homeless guy. And then these rich white guys find him on the street. And they're like, look, you know, we like to do this thing. Bring homeless people in. Give them a nice meal. Do all this cool stuff for them. He's like, all right, that sounds great. And so they bring him over. And they're like, guess what? Sucker, we're gonna hunt you now.
Because you're the most dangerous game.
The most dangerous game. Man.
Man. Alright, let's finish this movie.
Okay, but we gotta watch Surviving the Game.
Well, we'll see.
Alright. We'll be right back. And we're back.
We're back. Turn the light on.
Oh. Hang on. And we're back.
We're back.
Okay. So what did you think about this movie?
I liked it.
It was kind of fun, right? It's kind of a fun, goofy sort of a movie.
I mean, I guess you could call it goofy.
Is it
kind
of goofy?
I mean, there are moments, I guess.
So there's a point where paintballers show up. They're just kind of out of nowhere. And then she gets shot in the face with a blue paintball.
So she gets Bravehearted.
And her face looks like it's got war paint like Braveheart.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, you're like, that's why they put the paintballs. No sense just showing up there.
Well, I also thought it was just a sign that they're getting closer to civilization.
Yeah, that's true.
Because and then they get into the corn maze. Well, that's not a corn maze, but
really, it was an excuse to have blue paint on her face.
Well, and also to confuse you, is he just hallucinating? Was he is he like a veteran? What is going on?
Blue paint on her face.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's goofy shit like that. And then they end up, she's like fighting with the guy. Well, I guess we should probably explain it a little bit before that. Mm-hmm. Two people.
So I was wrong. She wasn't the little kid at the beginning.
It was, okay, so that was the woman at the beginning.
I believe that was. I mean, she looked too much like her.
She looked a lot like her.
Yeah.
Let's rewind it. I want to see. Okay, so it is the woman from the beginning.
Yeah, she doesn't say Eve. She says Jeremy.
Yeah. Okay, so that makes sense. What this woman is, she's a doomsday prepper.
Yep.
And she's got this son who, at the very beginning, is like this little kid.
Mm-hmm.
He's a little bit older once we meet him. But our main character, Eve, stumbles upon this person because she sees the fire.
She's like, I need your help. And he's just terrified. And then she sees a body.
Yep.
And then she gets tased.
And the body is his mom, who is the woman talking at the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
And then the guy comes up behind her in a ghillie suit and shocks her.
Mm-hmm.
And stuff happens. He's gonna make a porn video.
Yep. Oh, he kills the mom.
Oh yeah, with an arrow.
With an arrow. And then that's the body that Eve sees. The mom's dead body gets tased. The dead mom's dead body gets corpsed.
Oh. Cause the mom comes back to life.
Yeah.
Was that from the tasing?
Think that was, because like it was right after the because he went to go tase something, like it tased the corpse.
Yeah.
And the corpse.
Yeah, she seems very dead. That defibrillated her, I guess.
Yeah, for a second. Just long
back.
Rips the arrow out of her head.
Out of her head.
And her son's like, "Yeah, I know what to do." And we never see it. Well, he does like shoot the guy with an arrow and hunts him for a second, and then he just. He's like, you know what? Yeah, I'm gonna let those two just hash it out.
Like, all right, I did my part.
He hears them both screaming. He's like, you know what? I'm good. I'm gonna go deal with my mom.
Yeah, I think if this would be a very different movie if just some random guy saved the day.
Yeah.
At the end,
I would have felt cheated. I'm like, what the fuck?
Men.
So anyway, they get to civilization after all this. And there's a realtor showing a house that she built.
So this is her.
I think it is the project she's working on.
Yeah, and then they bust in, they start wrestling, fighting, and nobody seems too phased.
I mean, they're phased, but the one guy's like, "I'm going to protect my pregnant wife," and the realtor just bounced. He's like, "I'm out."
Like, all right, this sale's not happening. And then there's a security dog.
Who saves the day.
A good boy.
Good boy. He bites the guy, and then the girl's able to kill him.
Yeah, there's sort of this, like, magic nature shit going on.
Yeah, the nature sided with her.
It's kind of a weird addition to this movie.
Yeah, because that scene with the teenager, like the hawk landed on him, or the raven landed on his head, and the guy was like, he was trying to make a smut film with him, and then the kid's like, I don't really want to do this, and then
showed up. Also, when she was sleeping the next night, like all these like vines covered her.
Mm-hmm.
Just like weird shit.
Which was alluded to at the beginning, because nature protected the other lady that was going to get eaten.
Which makes
sense. And I'm glad that she did in the end get her revenge, and then she ran and just went to live in the woods like the lady at the beginning.
Yep. So, she beats that guy to death, strangles him, and I think he gets his first boner, is my guess.
Yeah, it's really weird. He's like, I love you. Yeah.
I love you. And he dies with a smile on his face.
Yeah, just, he was.
I think he finally got it.
Oh, jeez.
That's what he's been chasing his whole life.
Jeez. Yeah, so I'm glad she got the kill.
Yep. She got the kill. He got an erection.
She's just, I don't know. There's some part of me, I think, that I just wanted him to also, like, for everyone to know all the crimes that he did.
Yeah.
Retribution that way, too.
I wish she, like, pulled his head off or something. I mean, choking someone to death.
Well, see, I was worried, though, that she was going to get killed by society.
Oh.
Because she, at this point, at that point, when she decides, you know what, fuck it, I'm going to kill him.
Yeah.
She looks like the aggressor, because he's running from her. No one else knows what the hell is going on. She looks crazed. She got pepper sprayed by the security guy. But that he didn't answer her. I got fucked up by the guy. But like, it's just like, I'm like, oh god. Once they got into like the town, I'm like, she's gonna get shot before she can kill him because she's going to look like the aggressor.
Oh, wouldn't that be funny?
No.
You don't think that'd be a funny ending?
No, I would have been so fucking pissed.
Like, praised as a hero.
I would have been so pissed. So I'm glad that didn't happen, but I also just wish, like, maybe she'll be happier in the woods. I hope she's happier in the woods.
Yeah.
She gets to break up with Alex, I guess.
She doesn't even have to talk to Alex.
Yeah, she's just in the woods.
Now, when she first gets to the woods, something I noticed, there's all these berries for her to eat.
Yeah, she's pooping.
I've never seen just berries.
No, but that's another thing. The guy, like, all he had to eat was like a Twix and half a Twix.
Yeah.
Because he threw it in the water.
A funny scene, too. He's like, you want this? You want the other half?
No.
Like, Andy's like, no.
No, because I'm fucking bleeding out here. Yeah, so, and she was drinking water. Like, when it was raining, she was drinking water. So she was, like, surviving a bit better in nature than him. Like, he probably had nothing to eat. No water. So, like, he was also, like, probably losing it from all that, too. And on top of his already not being there. All
constantly saying, like, fuck these woods.
Yeah, like, when he was
tripping over sticks and stuff. Yeah, that was fun. Fun little nature scene. There's a lot of cute little animals that they tossed in here. We saw some salamanders, a turtle, a bug.
A bug. A snake. Ravens.
Yep.
Yeah, like, and I'm glad that she got her revenge. Mm-hmm. I would call that the end revenge.
Okay, but so she doesn't have to live 3 years past this point.
No, I didn't mean like it. I think at one point say she has to like leave the situation and then come back and like, but like
she has to go from hunted to hunter.
Yeah, which she successfully did. Because before when she was through the rock at Annie, that was just to get out. Like that was to relieve. She was reacting. It wasn't like, do you get the difference?
I get you. But what would you give this movie?
Like a 80.
I think I'd give it about an 82. 80 as well.
I think... See, I know what you meant. I think that the critics probably gave it 75 and people gave it like about the same.
75 and 75. I'm going to go lower. I feel like... I'm going to say like 50 for both of them.
We'll see. But we agree that the critics probably think the same as the people.
I think so. I don't know.
Should we get points for that? Like if we agree that...
Which will that'd be a fun one. What's higher, the audience or the critic score?
Yeah, let's do that. I think they're gonna be same though, so that doesn't really apply in this higher situation.
I'm gonna say
I guess
I don't know.
I could see critics.
This is a tough one, right?
I could see critics I could see things in it that the critics would be like, oh my god, I have a boner over this, and things that'd be like, this is stupid. Like it's just.
Now, with something like It Follows, the critics liked it more than the audience.
Yeah.
I kind of think that might be a low-budget thing. I don't know if audiences appreciate low-budget movies all that much.
And this, would you call this low-budget? I wouldn't call this low-budget, though.
This is low-budget.
Well, yeah, I guess, because this is like one location. Yeah.
There's like three people in it.
But I don't know, sometimes like when they try to do like certain graphics and stuff with low-budget, like, I don't know, like kill scenes, it felt more...
They didn't show most of the kills.
That's true.
Like when he slices Andy's throat, you don't see it.
I close my eyes.
Kills the black guy, you don't see it.
That's true. But for the Andy one, I closed my eyes, so I didn't want to see it.
Oh, you didn't see it
anyway. Oh, okay. But you saw like the finger.
Yeah. But how hard is that? I could probably do special effects like
okay,
that.
Okay, so what do you think is going to be higher or lower?
I think the critic score is going to be higher. Well... You see, there's another factor that we got to consider.
Okay.
This is a Shudder original.
Mm-hmm.
So the people watching this are going to be horror fans.
Yes.
I think they're a little more forgiving of lower budget movies.
Mm-hmm.
If they're specifically horror fans.
Yes.
Whereas It Follows is kind of everywhere. The whole world sees it.
Huh. Now, what do you think critics think about Shudder originals? Are they snooty about that? Probably, because they're snooty about horror films.
I think they liked Caveat, didn't they?
Oh, I think
the critics liked it more than the audience.
Okay, but that was that Caveat was a...
What's a Shudder original?
It wasn't English though, right?
Yeah, it was.
It was?
Yeah. You're thinking maybe Melisandre Street?
No.
Which one are you thinking of? Because Caveat, they had the rabbit.
That wasn't English? No, that was English?
Yeah.
I don't know why in my brain it's not English anymore. Okay. Okay. Yeah.
All right. I think I'm gonna say critics are higher than users. Okay. I'm gonna say around 50 for both.
So I was just gonna go foreign film. Like, of course they would rate it high.
Oh, here we go. 60% critics, 41% audience.
Damn, the audience hated it.
So average together, it's about 50. Yeah.
I think we just like movies. We just rate them higher.
I have a hard time rating movies low.
The thing is, like, if I can sit all the way through it, it's not going to have a terribly low rate. I mean, with this podcast, it's different because we do have to, like...
You force yourself.
Even but, like...
Like New York Ripper.
Even though I don't think I gave it that low of a rating.
I think I gave it way lower than you did.
But, like, in general, if I'm watching a movie for fun... Fuck that shit. If I don't like it, I'm going to DNF that, which is in the booklet, do not finish, in the book reading language. DNF that shit.
DNF. So, like, all books, I DNF.
Like, yeah, like, that's why, like, on, like, my story graph where I rate my books, they're all, like, at least 3 stars, because if I don't like, why torture myself on my free time with shit I don't like?
And how could you rate a book that you didn't finish?
Exactly. People probably do.
I guess you could.
But, yeah. So, yeah, like, everything I'm going to watch typically will have high, like, at least 70, like, yeah, pretty high, like, because, I don't know. Let's pick another movie. Oh, I got a roll. I got my big one.
Okay. All right, roll it.
89.
What do we have at 89? Videodrome. I've never seen this one.
What's the synopsis?
As the president of a trashy TV channel, Max Wren is desperate for new programming to attract viewers. When he happens upon a Videodrome, a TV show dedicated to gratuitous torture and punishment, Max sees a potential hit and broadcasts the show on his channel. However, after his girlfriend auditions for the show and never returns, Max investigates the truth behind Videodrome and discovers that the graphic violence may not be as fake as he thought.
Cronenberg
movie. Yeah, this is one that I've been meaning to see and just never did. So I'm glad we get to see it together.
Yay.
The first time. That's exciting. Do we want to talk about Halloween or anything?
Nah.
Nah. Okay.
I already had an intro to this. This podcast is going to be pretty long. Next time. So it won't be a month apart.
Okay, that's good. I hope you're serious.
That much I hope I can promise.
We've just been very, very busy lately. It's been hard to...
Sleepy. Yeah.
All right. Until next time.
Keep it creepy.
And spooky. Goodbye.